Welcome, Ash.
Hey guys, how are you?
Well, very excited to have you on board, and congratulations, you're going to be a Collingwood footballer.
Yeah, it's still a little bit surreal. We all went into the club yesterday and met the other draftees, and I was definitely a lot older than the rest of them, but it was just great to meet them and have another tour through the club.
Hey Ash, good morning to you and congratulations. It's Tim here. How long have you harboured this ambition maybe to play AFL football?
For me, I grew up playing footy at school with the boys, and until I wasn't able to play with the girls, netball really the boys netball really kicked off, and yeah, I've always just loved it. And I think for me now, moving to Melbourne, it's just been, I guess, the love of footy has grown even more. Being able to go watch the Collingwood boys play a lot of games this year, and yeah, my love for footy has just grown. The ambition to play, I guess it's only been really last year when the AFLW has kicked off, and I think it's great that the AFL has done that, and it's given young girls just the dream to be there and the opportunity for us older athletes to think twice about what we're doing.
Why the move though? Like you're already an elite athlete, you're playing netball at an elite level. Why does football hold a greater attraction to you?
Oh, I wouldn't say a greater attraction. Like I guess I'm one of those kids that just loves sport, and I've loved it from such a young age to now. And for me, the opportunity to play two codes for one club is just, yeah, something I couldn't pass. And this year, unfortunately, missing out on Diamonds, I guess, yeah, that's just given me the opportunity that our season has been pushed back because of Comm Games, that I could really put my hand up for the AFLW and see if it could work. There's obviously a lot of things we need to do to make sure it still works. And but yeah, I guess that's the challenge for myself and the club.
You grew up in New South Wales, Ash, spent time in Western Australia. The fact that you've come over to play netball for Collingwood also then allowed you to play footy, because it was a state-based draft, essentially, yesterday, set to nominate a state and a club from that state, yeah?
Yep, yeah, so you had to nominate for the Melbourne draft, and yeah, that meant anyone could pick me up. So it was a long wait, and this has been talked about for three months now, and just for me, on the netball side of it, there was so many things we had to look at, the schedule going forward, and I'm obviously in pre-season when the season's going for AFLW, and yeah, there's been a lot of laughs, a lot of tears, but yeah, we got there in the end.
And is obviously last year was the inaugural year of the women's competition. Has there been a lot of discussion about how much more advanced everybody is in terms of their training and their preparation for the second season?
Yeah, definitely. And I think I've just noticed that with the Collingwood girls. Like, they're already in now. It hasn't been compulsory, but the amount of numbers of the AFLW girls have been in training, you can just tell their commitment to the club has just stepped up a whole other level.
Hey, what about Ash, Hannah Mounsey? You're not sure whether you've been following the situation. The AFL have ruled that she's ineligible to partake in this season anyway, but have left the door slightly open for, you know, seasons beyond. What are your thoughts on that? Would you have had a concern if Hannah had been able to be drafted?
I think it's, yeah, definitely the talking point of the town at the moment. And for me, I just think Hannah's so courageous for being able to put her hand up and put herself in that situation. And I just think it's now such a great opportunity for the AFL and the community to talk about it. And I think for so long it's gone untalked about. And it's going to be real interesting for Hannah. But yeah, she definitely has my support, and I hope that one day I do get to play either against her or with her.
And what position will we see you play, Ash?
I'm not sure yet. I'm hearing rumours that I'll be a back, but yeah, I've never been in the back before. I've always been in the mid, so it's going to be interesting.
Which Collingwood player are you going to base your game on, Ash? Did you support the Collingwood Footy Club in the men's competition?
Yeah, this year I did. I think just getting to know the boys.
Are you a Jeremy Howe type?
Jeremy's probably one of my favourite players, but Darcy Moore keeps telling me I'm going to be a little bit like him. So I don't know what's going on there.
And how does that Collingwood song go that you're going to have to sing after a win?
Oh, it's going to be pretty loud. Oh, I think we walked in yesterday with the draftees, and I was belting out the song pretty loudly, quite embarrassing, and the poor young girls had no idea what was going on. So, yeah, I'm going to have to teach them a few of the words and I know Eddie's already sang the song to them over the phone, so, yeah.
Well, he's the conductor, Eddie is. Wait till you see him in full swing.
Anthem. It's his anthem, so he sings it loud and proud.
Hey, Ash, thanks very much for giving us some time this morning. Congratulations. We'll watch with great interest. Good luck.
Oh, thanks for having me, Gary and Tim.